Thank you very much. Thanks to the head of delegation. Thank you. I would now like to delve deeper into the questions that were asked on the demilitarization of the system. I will address how we have sought through the Ministry of National Defense to support the work undertaken in citizen safety and security. Articles 274 of the National Constitution sets forth that the armed forces are covered by their constitutive law and the other laws and regulations that cover their operations, and that they will cooperate with the Ministry of State that requests that they participate in, for example, literacy, education, agriculture, environmental protection, roads, communications, health care reforms, and sanitation. As we can observe, public security and safety areas, but they will also cooperate with the security office to combat terrorism, drug trafficking, and organized crime, working also with the Elections Tribunal and other state authorities. This third paragraph of Article 274 of our Constitution is the legal basis by which we continue to address this request for support from the Ministry of Public Security. The President Castro, we must remember, received the helm of the country from a president that is now in prison for conspiring to import cocaine, to export cocaine to the United States. And in 12 years, this led to a seriously negative impact on and exacerbation of organized crime. The transnational organized crime networks have grown due to the limited capacity with which they were fought during this period. And this is the legacy that the president received, the inheritance. This is what we're fighting. There's this growing organized crime, and the organized crime bodies became a growing threat. The criminal structures are constantly changing in the manner in which they commit their crimes. This requires comprehensive defense and security strategies on behalf of the state to tackle this head on. This would allow us to weaken the criminal structures and prevent them from overwhelming the capacity of the state. Criminal structures have almost unlimited ability because of the profits from drug trafficking, extortion, weapons trafficking, and other related crimes. They can penetrate any state institution and bring corruption to the public bodies and putting the public bodies at the to their advantage. The idea is to ensure that we address the fragility in security and justice systems and thus be in a better position to fight this scourge. There have been different strategies and intelligent efforts that have been implemented by the armed forces in Honduras, and this has allowed for us to identify the criminal operation of the country. They have wide-ranging capacity. They can consolidate their power in transnational drug trade. They can infiltrate political power, and they can also seek to ensure impunity and other benefits. They can infiltrate institutions, and this requires on our part a comprehensive focus from all of our government bodies. I thank you kindly.